Where is that bar? Will was there? How is that?
Jata-tham-simad-bhagavatam, second canto is not yet published. First canto is published on English translation. So, the Maharaj King Parikshit, he was cursed by a Brahmin to die within a week. That was the problem. So, because you are emperor and you are assured that you are going to die within a week, so he prepared himself. That is the duty of every human being, to prepare oneself before death. That is the defect of modern civilization. They do not know what is life. They take it very easily, this life, just like animals. Oh, if I can eat nicely, if I can sleep nicely, if I can sex life nicely, and if I can defend my country or my home nicely, then my business is finished. This is the modern way of civilization. They take account of the small portion of our life. Just like in the cinema film spool, there are hundreds and thousands of pictures, and that makes one complete picture. Similarly, we are passing through the different phases of life. So, out of many thousands of pictures within the film school, if I simply take care of one picture, that is not very intense. That is foolishness. If you take out this picture, it's great. Yes. Now, so we are passing through many phases of life, different dresses. Vasans is Bhagavad Gita dress. Vasans is Indrani Dhamihaya. Just like I am putting on this dress, if it is dirty or if it is very old, then I change. I accept another dress. Similarly, this body is also like that. When it is dirty or when it is old and not to be used, then we change to another body, and this body we leave. This is the whole instruction of all Vedic literature. Therefore, the activities of this body is not all. And as there are different types of body. As we have come to this body, this status of body, passing through many, many types of abominable body, aquatic, beasts, trees, plants, microbes, reptiles, so many. Repeatedly we have said, 8,400,000. So this is an opportunity. This life, this human form of life, is an opportunity to make further progress. But it's not that after this human body is finished, then there is no life. This misconception, this misleading philosophy, that after death there is nothing void, is killing the human civilization. Killing, practically. They do not know what is life next. Life. The next life is there. As there are, you can see so many varieties of planets. So there are lives also, different ways of life, different standard of life. Take for example, the moon planet. What do they know about moon? They are trying to live there by some mechanical means. That is not possible. Anyway, if it is unique, it is possible. One should know what is the standard of life there. That is, if you can get from Vedic literature, very, very vivid description. They are not ordinary human beings like that. Oh. The scientist says that the temperature is 200 degrees less than zero. Even here, your Western countries, although sometimes the temperature goes down below zero, if it is below 10 degrees or 20 degrees, it becomes suffocating. So how you can go there and live in a place where the temperature is below 200 degrees below the zero? So it is not possible. Even if you go, it is not possible to live there. If you have to leave, then you have to dress yourself nicely. Just like when men like us from tropical countries come to your country, we dress. In India, practically there is no dress. You see these pictures. They are without any dress, because there is no need of dress, it is tropical country. But in your country, you require dress, you cannot go out without dress. You have to take precautions. Similarly, in other planets, the atmosphere is different, the standard of living is different, the duration of life is different. There are varieties. Janti deva bhata divan pitrin janti pitri bhataha. And the Bhagavad Gita is fine that if you want to go to the higher planet, there is ways and means. So we have discussed this point in our small book, Easy Journey to Higher Planet. So there is life in other planets, there is standard of living. Now in the moon planet we understand the duration of life is 10,000 of years, according to our calculation. Scientifically everything is ready. Just like nowadays, formally, to come to your country, you should take 2 months from India on the surface. And now the aeroplane is there. We come within 1 day, within 15 hours, 20 hours. So everything is ready. That's why the Sputnik surrounded That's ungulated yard. In 1 hour, 25 minutes, 3 times. That means, by this cosmic speed, the 3 days. So, that's what circumambulatory heart, 3 times means 3 days and night. That means, according to our calculation, 72 hours. That 72 hours was finished in 1 hour and 25. How? Because the thing is delayed. If you accelerate your speed, the whole thing becomes delayed. So, what is 72 hours on this planet? Just above this planet, say about a few thousand miles up, it becomes 1 hour and 25. Similarly, when we speak of that in other planets, the life is 10,000 years, that 10,000 years is in our calculation on this planet. But on their calculation, it's the same 100 years. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, he learns, Sahasra Yuga Pajantam Arahajya Brahmano Vidu. Krishna is respecting Arjuna that our 1,000 yugas, one yuga, one aggregate of yugas, according to our this planet's calculation, it is 4,300,000 years. Multiplied by 1,000 becomes 12 hours of that planet. So there are different calculations according to different planets, different situations. But there is life. Don't think that this planet is very dark or this life is very dark. It is simply ignorance. We have to take information from higher authoritative teacher. So there is life, and we are preparing for the next life. That is real knowledge. So we should not waste our this valuable life musically. That is the inner steps of all Vedic teachers. Don't waste. Even an ordinary moral instruction by one Chanakya Pandit, he says, Aisha Sanaya Kobi Nala Vyasana Kodi. Your one moment of your life cannot be returned back, even if you are prepared to pay millions of dollars. Today is 16th April 1969. Now it is about 8 o'clock. The 7 p.m. of 16th April 1969 is gone. If you want to take it back again, and if you are prepared to pay millions of dollars, that 7 p.m. 16th April 1969 will never come back. That's a fact. That 7 p.m. 16 April 1969, if you have spoiled, then just imagine how much money you have spoiled. Because you cannot get it, even exchange of millions of dollars. Therefore, if you have spoiled that point of time without any utility, then you have spent at least many millions of dollars for nothing. That should be our conclusion. Isatsanai Gopi Nayabhya Sanyaputuji. Such is Nirasatanika. If that valuable time is spoiled without any benefit, then just imagine how much you are losing every moment. So, So we should be very careful about our time. Don't spoil that. That is our request. Don't spoil time like animals. They have no responsibility. Because there is tradition. After this life, they get another life. After this life, they get another life. From aquatics, they are promoted to the plant life. From plant life, they are promoted to the insect life. From insect life, they are promoted to the bird's life. Gradual evolution. They are coming by nature's way. Nature is helping. And nature has helped you to come to this life, to civilized part of life. When you can have education, when you become nice compartment, apartment, nice food, nice association, nice car, nice city, because what is the difference between this nice and bad? I would say not nice. Because you have got nice intelligence. In this land of America, when the Europeans did not come here to colonize, the Red Indians were there, they could not develop these American land so nicely, nice cities, because they are less intelligent. Now, you are intelligent, you have developed it. That means, if you have got nice intelligence, you can be nice. Now, what is the limit of that nice intelligence? That limit of nice intelligence is described in the Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Bhavanam janmanavanti jnanavanamah prasadvati. After developing, going through many species of life, many intelligent human forms of life, by cultivating knowledge, education, when one comes to the limit of education and knowledge, he understands what is God. What is God? That is the limiter. And to understand that knowledge, Vidya Bhagavata Avadhi, where most learned scholars have agreed that if you want to achieve knowledge, then you should study Srimad Bhagavata. Vidya Bhagavata Avadhi. Limit of knowledge, limit of education. Highest limit of education can be found in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this Srimad Bhagavatam was narrated by Sukadev Goswami and it was heard by Maharaj Parikshit. At that time he was the emperor of the world. He was very big emperor. Formerly, at least 5,000 years ago, there were not many flags. There was only one flag. Now, with the advance of civilization, and in the name of United Nations, we are simply increasing flags. So we are not increasing our civilization, we are decreasing. Disunited, in the name of United Nations, we are becoming disunited. So this is not actually advancement of civilization. Actually, we have to study Palena Parichaya. We have to study things by the reason, not by propaganda. By false propaganda, if you study something, that is not study. We have to see the result. Palena Parichaya. So, the thing is that we should be very, very careful sweet life or life. Oh, this duration of life, it should not be squandered away for nothing, without any profit. Of course, the Western people, they are very busy making profit, undoubtedly. Economic development, that's very nice. But economic development is not actual advancement of civilization. Economic development means the material comfort, a better standard of eating, better standard of sleeping, better standard of sex life, and better standard of living. But we have got another. We are not this body. Better standard of living, sleeping, making is meant for this body. But I am not this body. That is my first proposition, that I am not body. I am not this room, apartment. If I simply decorate this room with all my energy, forgetting about myself, then that's not very good intelligence. You decorate your body, decorate your room, because you are there, that's all nice. But take information of your soul also. Lord Jesus Christ said that if after achieving everything, one loses his self, then what does he get? The same thing is also in the Bhagavad. There is no whole difference between the instruction of Lord Jesus Christ and Bhagavad. That Bhagavad is very elaborately described. And Lord Jesus Christ gave you enlightenment. That's why he gave you the information of the kingdom of God. Now, what is the kingdom of God? How it is being conducted? What is the situation? That we'll find here. That is the difference. So, this civilization, this civilized form of life, we should be careful, become eternally happy. How you can have eternal life? That is your problem. That is your problem. So Parikshit Maharaj, therefore, when you are preparing, because he was emperor, many great sages, saintly persons, many great kings and empires are members there. Because everyone knew that he is going to die within 7 days. So he has some notice that my dear son will die within 7 days. But we can die any moment, because there is no notice. Even if I am stepping down on the street, I will die, there may be some accident. Even if we are sitting here, there may be some accident, we may immediately die. We have no notice. So we should be more careful and cautious than Parikshit Maharaj, who has 7 days notice at least. At least he is not, he was not going to die within 7 days. So he was prepared. At that time, he was asking all saintly persons there, what is my duty? Now I am going to die. What is my duty? So in that, because he was from the very beginning, Krishna conscious and devotee of Krishna, so he also questioned whether I shall simply remember Krishna. Jatsutabvamahujapanajatabvanihi prabho smartabvam bhajaniyava brihi jatma viparja. He says, Jatsutabvam. Now my time is limited. So what is my duty to hear, because our life is Savanam Kirtan. We hear something, we chant something, maybe our business chanting and hearing, or maybe some education and chanting, hearing, or something else. The whole life is chanting and hearing. Therefore, he asked in questions from Sukadeva Goswami, Jat Jat Shrotabhyam. what is to be heard just now. Now I am going to meet them. Just chota brahm, japram. What shall I meditate upon? Japram, japram, or what shall I do now? Smartabham, or what shall I remember? Or what shall I worthy? So many things, he said. Bruhi, dharma, before them. You can explain what is my duty. That was it. So, because he inquired about Krishna, therefore the speaker, Sukadeva Goswami, was inquired from Parikshit Maharaj. He first replying, Brihane Sate Prasna Kritu Loko Hitanganipa Atmavi Sammato Pungsang Sutubda Vishu Japra. My dear king, your question is very super excellent. Super excellent. You have inquired whether I shall now simply absorb my mind simply for hearing and chanting of Krishna. That was his question. So, Sukadeva Goswami affirmed that this is a very nice inquiry. And your selection is also very nice. Srotubhyadishu japvara. We have got to hear so many things. As soon as we get out of this Krishna temple, many, many friends will ask me so many things and I will talk with him so many things about politics, economics, social affairs, this country's position, this, that. Because without chanting and hearing, we cannot leave Param. Either we shall talk nonsense, or we shall talk about business, or we talk success, or talk some this or that. Talking and chanting, and you talk, I hear, I talk, you hear. That is the business going on everywhere. Now, here, Sukadeva Goswami says that you wanted to hear about Krishna. That is your super excellent purpose. Brihane Sati Prasnaptito Loko Hitamnipa. And because you have inquired, and I have to say something about Krishna, so it is the most beautiful and super excellent welfare activity for the all people of the world. Loko Hitamnipa. And Atmavishtammata. Question and answer is confirmed by persons who are self-realized. Atmavi. Atmavi, for Atma means soul, herself. And Vit means one who knows. So, this proposal, this inquiry is approved by persons who are self-realized. Atmavi samato pungsam. So to vary suja paraha. Paraha means transcendent. There are many things, many subject matter for hearing, but this subject matter, Krishna, is transcendent. Then he says, so to vary nirayanda nirang santi sahasrata apasratam atmatattam grihisu grihamedhina. There are very important words here. Grihesu. Grihesu means at home. And Grihamedhina. Grihamedhina means persons who are simply attached to home life. There are many persons. Different grades of persons. Generally, people are very much attached. By men, even animals. They are also in the tiger. He has got a wife and few sons. So he is happy there. He is amazing now. He is servant. He has got also wife and few children. Or any animal, dog, cat, the husband and wife and few children. That is everywhere. It is not only in the human society. But the human society, even they are going to wife, home and children, they can talk about Krishna. That is the facility. Otherwise, Sukhubhadi-Nirananda, Niran Santi Shastra. There are thousands and thousands of subject matter per talk. Just as you take a newspaper in the morning, New York country has a bunch of papers. Others cannot read. You must get one newspaper. You read only one column or one page, but there are thousands of pages. You cannot finish even in 1 month, that's it. But what are those talking? They're the same thing, talking about eating, living, bedding, and different in different pictures and different setups. But the subject matter is eating, sleeping, making, and just. So, those who are simply attached to this materialistic way of life, their subject matter of hearing and chanting are many, many thousands more. There is no limit. Why? Why they have no attraction for this thing. But still, they engage themselves in such topics. Just like the same example. Actually, that newspaper, tiny whatever is brought before you, are not interested. But you purchase one newspaper, thousands of newspapers. Selling. I see when I travel in the street, people are all engaged in reading newspapers. So, this is a fact that every man is engaged in thousands of topics of hearing and chanting in different ways. Apasatam apasatam. But they are blind about their own self. They are spending so much time in different topics, but they are blind about their self-realization. Apasatam apasatam grihishu vihamindina. Yomindina, because they are men, their life only to engage in these four things, eating, sleeping, making, and defending. In another place also, Prahlad Maharaj says, Madinna Krishna Parato Sadova Mithovi Patrita Vihapratana. The same Vihapratana, who has made their life, the aim of their life, simply for these things, eating, sleeping, making, and defending. For them, Madinna Krishna, they cannot come to Krishna Bhasa. Madinna Krishna, Parato Satova. Parato means even after hearing instruction from saintly person or from books, we cannot take to Krishna consciousness. Matinna Krishna Parato Sasparato means by instruction of others. And Sato means personally cultivating knowledge. Parato Satova, Mithova. Mithova means assembly. Just like you are talking about this in assembly. So, Prahlad Maharaj says that Matinna Krishna Parato Satova Mithovi Padrita Grihabhritana. Grihabhritana, those are fixed up there, aim of life, simply to enjoy these four things, eating, sleeping, making and defending. They cannot be attracted by these Krishna consciousness movement. And Sukadeva Goswami also confirms here that apasatam atmatattvam, because they do not know what is the goal of his soul. That is, they do not know. Apasatam atmatattvam. And because they have not engaged themselves in the spiritual culture or cultivation of self-realization or advancement of the self, their business is simply on these four principles of life, eating, sleeping, making, and defending. So how they are spending, spoiling their life, that is stated by Supreme Goswami, Nidra Yadi Naptam. We are not at our disposal 24 hours, say 12 hours, night and 12 hours, day. So how these 24 hours is being spoiled by persons who are simply interested in sleeping, eating, making and defending. So Supreme Goswami says, Nidra Yadi Naptam. At night, they sleep. Nidra. Nidra means by sleeping. Spoiling the time of night by sleeping. Nidra Yadi Naptam Bhavayana Java. All by sex life. Two business. One has no opportunity, one who has no sex opportunity, he's sleeping, or enjoying sex life. And then, what about day? Divakati Hayarajan. And the whole day is being spoiled. Where is money? Where is money? All right, you take money. Here is money. He gets, say, $1,000 earned the whole day. Then, Divakati Hayarajan, Kutumbha Bharane Nava, then shopping. As soon as you get money, there are nice shops, or advertising, come here, take this garment, take this, take that, take that bar. All his advertisements, anyone who has got his money in the pocket, he's immediately spending. So for earning money and to spend them, or to sleep at night, or to enjoy sex life at night. So this is the engagement of a materialistic man throughout the whole and day night. The Dehavatta Kalatradishu Atmasanya Satasrati. But they are so full that Dehavatta, this body and this children and this wife, this home, Dehavatta Kalatradishu Atmasanya. Just like one feels very confident when he has got a great number of soldiers. Suppose we are fighting somewhere. See, if I got a nice arrangement for defensive measure, then I feel confident. Similarly, we are thinking that this home, this wife, these children, this society, this friendship, this love, this nation, that will give me protection. Tishan Pravatta Nidhanam Pasannapina Pasadi. But they are so mad that although they are saying that other children are dying, other's wife is dying, one another friend is dying, other nation is being limited, other social katsa or social friendship or any attachment, they are being spoiled, they are attached to all these things only. They have a Sakalatra Adisu. They have no other information. But you are not like that. You are, from the beginning of your life, you are given advantage by your parents, by your family, to develop Krishna consciousness, because Maharaj Parikshit, when he was in the womb of his mother, the other side of the Guru dynasty, they release atom bomb to kill him, and Krishna saved him. And after his birth, the boy was playing with Krishna. The statue. So he's from the very beginning, Krishna consciousness. So Supreme Goswami is advising, my dear king, you are not this type of man, because as soon as you have heard, you are sure that you are going to die immediately. You have come out from your home and all attachments of your kingdom, wife and children. So, your witness is, he advises, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwarah. Therefore, you have asked me what is your duty. Now I give you to understand that this is your duty. What is that? Bharata. he's addressing Maharaj, but he's a Bharata. Bharata means he belongs to the dynasty of Maharaj Bharat, under whose name this planet was known as Bharatvarsha. So he is also descendant of that dynasty. He is addressed as Bharata. Tasmat means therefore, my dear king, you are descendant of Bharat Maharaj. Sarvatma Bhagavan is Sarohari. The Lord, Hari, Krishna, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srutabhya. You simply hear about it. Srutabhya, Kirtitabhya, and also chant about it. Srutabhya, Kirtitabhya, and Smartabhya, and remember about it. So, this here is the beginning of Krishna consciousness moment. Simply to hear and chant about Krishna and remember him always, then you are safe. You have nothing to be disturbed. Your life is safe. Your next life is assured. Very good life. And it is very simple. Simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Thank you. Chant. I want to ask me any question. About this.
Yes. Maharaj Parshiva today, great devotee of Krishna from the start. So is he actually in need of a resource by Sukhdeva or Krishna?
Yes. You never think that you have become very stalwart, you do not need any spiritual master's instruction. Don't think that way. Then you are quiet. You should always think that you are nothing. Even your very much advanced. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that my spiritual master Swami is fool. You see? So we should remain always fools. We should never think that we have advanced. Then we can advance. Then we can advance. And as soon as we think, I have advanced now. Nobody has given that. Now I can. That's not good. We should always be prepared to give instruction from the authority. We should never think that you have become perfect. Although you are perfect. Pinadabhisni Jena Tarurabhi Saisura. One should be very humble, meek, and always saying that I am nothing, just like the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, such a great stalwart man, such a great devotee. Nobody has produced such literature as Chaitanya Charitamrita. He is presenting himself that I am lighter than the worm in his stool. Purise keep haite muise logista. Purise means stool, and keep means worm. So I am lower than the worm in the stool. Anyone who takes my name, all his past activities immediately becomes lost. It is why he is presenting it. That does not mean that he is actually so. But that is the attitude of a devotee. He is always very meek and humble. And the opposite side is arrogant. Then I start with it. So this Maya is very strong. He's always enticing me, oh, you are so great, so big, so great. You have nothing to learn. Then it's done. That is Maya's instruction. But you should be always very humble, me, and you should know all that. What I know, I do not know anything. The knowledge is unlimited. God is unlimited. And my position is very minute, fractional, infinitesimal. What I can know? I can go on. Remember. Gopi Vattu Padakamalo Dasa Dasa Anudasa. We shall always try to remain servant of this, servant of this, servant of this, servant of this. 100 times. That is it. The more you become humble, the more you are. That is the level. That is material life. We are falsely packed up. Don't you see? The majority of the person, they say, oh, what is God? What is God? The scientist, as soon as they say, oh, any foundation, any approach, oh, can you give us some money for spreading this system? No. What is this? They are practically forgotten what is God. So anyway, we don't want many men. If there is one man to understand about the science of God, Krishna consciousness, that is sufficient. He can deliver many men. Chant always Hare Krishna, remain humble, meek, pray to Krishna, please help me. Then it is very nice. It's always.